I guess I'm first going to start off asking here. Gabe said that he had a whole list of nicknames for all of you guys coming in, but he said he just calls you Mike. What's the deal there? Do you have a nickname that everybody calls you by? Or?
I would say the only nickname I've had since I was here, Coach Francis calls me Money Mike, but, I mean, that's about it. I haven't really had any nicknames, just Mike.
How's the transition been for you, you know, just entering fall, just getting accustomed to, you know, being a student and then going through the workouts leading up to this point?
I thought the transition would be a lot harder than it was. The people around here have been great. Everybody's just so nice and willing to help, and it's helped out a lot to make that transition nice and easy. And it's definitely helped with my schoolwork and then being able to focus more on basketball and looking to improve my game.
Josh is talking about how he feels that there's more of like a family atmosphere right now than there was at this time a year ago. Is that the feeling that you've kind of gotten as you've been going through everything with your teammates?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely very close already. And, you know, just hanging out outside of practice and then getting after each other during practice. I've come from a lot of teams and I know that to be successful, you have to have very good camaraderie and very good, you just have to gel well together on the court. And I think that we can do that this year.
What do you feel you have to be able to provide this team when you are out there on the court at the start of the season?
Definitely be a workhorse. Just always work my butt off, and then trying to be a leader. Even though I'm a freshman, I'm still got to be a leader, being in that point guard position, and you know, getting the ball where it needs to go, or taking the open shot if it's there for me.
Being vocal?
Definitely. Definitely get after the guys. If I feel like they're in the wrong spots, I got to let them know. I can't just sit back and let things play out. I mean, we're looking to do big things now. We're not waiting for the future, so it's got to start right now.
The time you got here, I'm thinking summer league, summer classes. I mean, you hit the ground running.
Uh-huh.
Was the adjustment tough? It doesn't seem like it's phased you.
It hasn't been too tough. There's just so many people around here that are willing to help, and it's made it a lot easier. And, you know, it's definitely a big time commitment, but, I mean, that's what you signed up for. That's what I've been wanting to do my whole life. And I've just being able to stay focused and just using that time management skills, it's helped a lot.
How about as far as practice goes? Speed of the game, what you thought it would be?
Oh, it's definitely a lot quicker, a lot more physical. And, I mean, it was adjustment at first, but, I mean, I think that my workouts and playing AAU basketball, all of that has really prepared me, and I have that self-confidence in myself that I'm going to be fine. It's going to go well.